This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have millions of people suffering from heartburn, some indigestion. I think we also have some hangover issues. So we're going to talk to, a little bit about how to kind of control the heartburn, how to prevent the heartburn, how to be careful with a lot of these medicines over the counters that people have been popping a lot this morning. And then, of course, you know, what has been proven to be probably the most effective when it comes to a hangover, second to not drinking. We're going to talk about that. A lot of confusion on why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 66% effective, and then 72% effective, and then 85% effective. And I believe one of the executives at Johnson & Johnson said it's 100% effective. So I'll explain what each number means and why I still am a fan of the vaccine. We have something going on in Nevada that I'm a little confused about. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but there's going to be these little micro communities of big tech where they're going to be able to hold their own elections and impose taxes and have their own school districts. It's supposed to be drawing jobs to Nevada, which is good, but then I'm not exactly sure how that works, where people can kind of manage themselves and impose their own taxes and make their own little micro cities. Do they also get to form their own armies? I don't know. So we're going to talk about that. Something's kind of coming up in the works with Nevada. There's always something going on in Nevada. But what I really want to open today with is our approach to life when it comes to winning, losing. And I see this all the time in sports. So Super Bowl went again the way of the Bucks. Sorry, guys. The injury report never lies, okay? You know, you were throwing a lot of shade, right, about how my methods are stupid. They're not stupid, okay? We call the Super Bowl because we use the NFL injury report. But on top of that, I call it when I think there's a big psychological component. So Bucks won 31, was it 31-9 yesterday with the Chiefs? And if you haven't been following what's been going on with the Chiefs has had a lot of drama. We're going to talk about how I think it's offensive lineman Coach Britt Reed, son of Andy Reed, got into an accident, possibly under the influence of alcohol and Adderall. You can't be mixing alcohol and Adderall. I believe there's a 5-year-old kid in critical condition. That happened just a couple days before the game. Then Patrick Mahomes is, you know, awaiting a baby. It's always anxiety-provoking for, you know, dad to wait for the baby because they can't be there. For mom, it's easier. I know moms are like, say what? I would rather be giving birth than being on the sideline going, what do I do? What do I do? I'd rather be in it and having some sort of control. So, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes with the baby on the way. Then you have the COVID reserves, you know, the haircut. And I guess Mahomes was supposed to get a haircut. And they said, thank God he didn't, because somebody had COVID at the barbershop. And so there was a lot of that drama. And I don't know if you remember the game. I don't know if you remember, it was, I believe, 2013 Broncos-Seahawks, where there was a safety. I mean, right at the opening kick. I don't remember what happened, but I had money on the Broncos. I don't know if I did the injury report. I don't know if I did that. I think the Broncos were still the underdog, but somebody in our party at the party had money on the safety score, so they made it big. But as soon as that happened, the game never picked up for them. And so momentum and having things go your way, you know, is just as important as having the skill, having luck. Yesterday with the Bucks, there were some calls that went the Bucks' way. I'm going to say that. I think the refs were nice. Yeah, Sarah Thomas was there. I think she did a great job, you know. But, I mean, if she's like me, she's got a crush on Tom Brady. I'm not saying that's what happened. But I think I think the Bucks got lucky with some of the calls and some of the flags and penalties that were going on. So luck is a big part of it, but it's not so much that, it's the momentum. You know, you lose a drive that you could have, after an interception that you should have scored on, and then you didn't, and then something happens, and you get the ball again, and you get control, possession, and the drive and the momentum and having, you know, the wind beneath your wings, I'm not going to sing the song, don't worry, I think has a lot to do with wins. And so for those of us that lose, that keep losing, right, take a look at why is that. Is it because you're going in with a, you know, I don't know, possible DUI and COVID and stress and, you know, is it because you can't get that out of your head? When the Broncos lost with that first safety, I could feel the psychological crush. Who cares? Get over it. Use a negative to empower you, to incite you. You know, I had people, we talked about this last week, where, you know, how many people supported your career? How many people supported you doing what you were doing? I can't tell you how many people said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. I hope you fail. You deserve, you know, just the meanest thing. See, to me, that was my flame. That was my ignition. That was my kerosene. That was my fuel, tackling fuel. That was what I used to turn around and say, up yours. And so with anything, whether it's a project, whether it's a work, there are people betting on you to fail. And by the way, the Chiefs were favored. But in anything in life, there's always somebody wanting you to fail. There's always somebody that, you know, is trying to give you the evil eye, you know, or they will introduce drama, or there will be drama, and you need to know how to get that out of your head. And I see that all the time, and people will fail marriages. People will fail at jobs. People will fail at dreams because they let things get into their head. So that's easier said than done. Dr. Dahlia can say, all right, fine, you know what? Don't let it get to your head. How do you do that? Well, I mean, it takes work. And it says, look, I'm not going to let you mess with me. I mean, I had somebody call me, call my dean, just to dig. And you know what? Hang up. Right? Cut them off. Come up with another thought. There's something we use in psychology called stop think, where when you have a thought, like let's say you keep thinking about sex. My friend taught me this in medical school, Jeff. He would kept saying, stop, 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 stop. Like, what are you doing? He's like, every time I think about sex, right? If I say stop, it causes you to switch. I don't care what you use, whether it's stop think, whether you choose to think about sex, but don't let things get in your head. That's what happened yesterday with the Chiefs game when they could have won. But go Brady. And again, believe me when I say follow the injury report. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have some breaking news. AstraZeneca might be pausing their study on the South African variant as they are having not so good news. Trying to get some breaking news here on this. I'm going to, after the break, be able to explain more about what's going on. But from what I'm understanding, South Africa is going to suspend their AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine study because there was a limited impact on the South African variant. We also have some news where a man in New York, moments after he received his COVID-19 vaccine, collapsed as he left the Javits Center and has died, even though he did fine with the original 15-minute observation period. So we're going to talk about that in a few as we get more information. Like I said, this is some breaking news. Not immediately clear what happened, but this is why I suggest that, you know, vaccination observation should probably be a little bit longer than the 15 minutes, because we do see the majority of them, when they do happen, more for the more serious ones within 30 minutes, maybe even longer. All right, so some of you guys are dealing with some heartburn. Some, maybe it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Maybe you go to bed at night and you feel that burning, feels like a knife is turning at the bottom of your chest. Sometimes it feels like heat in your chest. Sometimes you feel nauseated. Sometimes you feel bloated. So heartburn can manifest in a whole variety of symptoms. And millions of people deal with heartburn. And when I was younger and I was a kid, I think it was the plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. And I remember seeing these middle-aged men plop something in their water. It would bubble. They would drink it. They would then smile. And I remember when I saw my dad have some issues, or my mom, I'm like, go plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Hey, go get the plop, plop, fizz, fizz. I don't know if it was Alka-Seltzer. I'm not sure what it was. Now, my father eventually actually had a heart attack, so I get very, very nervous when people kind of clutch their heartburn area of their lower chest, get a little nervous that could be heart and not heartburn from the GI system. So anybody having any sort of chest pain, even if you think it's heartburn, you got to make sure, got to get it checked out that it's not the heart. So heartburn is also known as gastroesophageal reflux disease. Well, gastroesophageal reflux disease can cause heartburn. We use the terms interchangeably, but like I said, if you're having any sort of burning feeling in your chest, that could also be cardiac. So we see it hours after consuming either large amounts of food or eating trigger foods that cause your lower esophageal sphincter to relax. Yes, it's called the LES, the lower esophageal sphincter. Stop the giggles. And what that does is it's supposed to prevent out the acid from the stomach coming back up to the esophagus. And the sphincter is supposed to be kind of tight. But if foods trigger it to relax, because it's thinking, wow, there's a big meal, or it's a hard-to-digest meal, now you have more of an opening for the acid to backsplash up. So remember, you have a mouth. That's where digestion starts. I say it starts with a fork and knife, but you start to use saliva to digest food. You chew it. Then it goes down the esophagus, which is a pipe that does have peristalsis and movement to bring the food to the stomach. You could be standing on your head and food will still move into the stomach. I don't advise you to do that because sometimes gravity can be stronger, but food does get moved from the esophagus into the stomach. The stomach has the acid to start to dissolve it, weaken it, and then the small intestine is able to deal with the paste and acquire the vitamins and the nutrients from the food. And then the colon is supposed to acquire the water from the food and turn it into feces so that you can poop it out. So the stomach acid needs to be there. We need acid. So antacids are nice. We've talked about Tums. We've talked about Rolaids. They try to help neutralize. The problem is you still need to be able to digest your food. So I don't like people jumping to the pharmaceuticals or jumping to medicine if there are things you could do. So what foods trigger it? And like I said, like yesterday was Super Bowl. Man, we had hot wings and nachos. All right, most of it was eaten before the Star Spangled Banner, which, by the way, was fantastic. So if you're eating that quickly and then you're washing it with some beer, no. Okay, that's going to trigger some heartburn. I didn't have any heartburn. I was still very careful, but... So foods that could give you heartburn are the good ones, the yummy ones, like chocolate, like hamburgers and french fries and fatty foods, caffeine, soda, alcohol, peppermint, citrus, onions, tomatoes. So when we look at things to avoid, I have a list. I wrote this. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter and my Facebook at drdahlia.com. We want you to avoid oranges, grapefruits, lemons, limes, cranberry, tomatoes, right? Because probably of the acidity when you're dealing with acid reflux. Garlic, raw onion could also trigger reflux. Peppers, chilies, spices, chicken strips, chicken wings, chuck beef, marbled steak. Why? Because of the fat content. Sour cream, whole milk. See, many people, when they have heartburn, they reach for a glass of milk. That might give you a little bit of relief, but it can actually worsen heartburn later that night because there's fat. If you drink the low-fat milk, maybe. But if you drink whole milk, it's going to make it worse. Cheese, cottage cheese, ice cream, vinegar, chocolate, brownies, donuts. Okay, that's my diet there. Mint, potato chips, corn chips, liquor, wine, coffee, and tea. Those can make things worse. So what could you do then to calm reflux down? Well, one is eat smaller meals. But two, you know, oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean turkey, chicken. I have this acid reflux grocery list that I posted. So go for the extra lean ground beef. They say steak, but it can't be a fatty steak. It can't be a marbled steak. It has to be lean, I guess. Skinless chicken breast, turkey, wild fish, shrimp, lobster might not be as reflux-inducing unless, of course, you eat a lot and you have a lot of butter. Grains like multigrain bread, white bread, cereal, oatmeal, bran, crackers, brown rice, couscous, pasta, corn, pretzels. Pretzels might be a little lighter on your acid reflux. If you are going to have dairy, egg whites instead of the egg yolks, the low-fat milk, almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, feta cheese, non-fat cream cheese, non-fat sour cream, soy cheese, plain yogurt. Now, they say for snacks, a baked potato chip might be better than a regular potato chip, but they still avoid it. They say licorice might help. Jelly beans, I'm going to say no on that. Any sort of gelatin or gummy bear, that worsens mine. I'll get reflux from that. A lot of vegetables will help, like kale, leeks, arugula, asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chard, Swiss chard, spinach, radish. Baked potatoes might help. Now, in terms of fruits, you want to avoid the citrus. So apples, avocado, bananas, berries, cantaloupe, although cantaloupe I think could be acidic still, honeydew, mangoes, papaya, peaches, pears, pineapples, plums, prunes, and watermelon. Watermelon has a high water content. And then ginger, fennel, low-fat salad dressing, and aloe vera may help with acid reflux. Now, what I also recommend everybody to do is, because we still have gravity at play, elevate the bed about 45 degrees at night. I want to get one of those beds. They look kind of expensive, but I want to get one of those beds where you and your spouse could be on a different level. And if I think he has, you know, acid reflux and I don't, he could make the bed. He can, you know, kind of like a hospital bed, he could angle the bed so he could sleep, and then hopefully the acid stays down. I was told to avoid drinking a lot of water before I went to bed. See, I would do a small workout in the morning, a small workout at night, drink a lot of water, and then go to bed. The water, I noticed, was giving me reflux. So I found that interesting. And then try to make sure you avoid a large dinner at bedtime. One of the reasons why I don't really have a lot of reflux is because I don't eat about maybe 5 or 6 hours before going to bed. So I think that helps. Now, so what about the medications? Well, you have the acid neutralizers like Tums, the H2 blockers like Pepcid and Zantac, but there's PPIs. Now, PPIs like Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, and Nexium, they help decrease the amount of acid production from the start. And we use them because we don't want acid affecting the esophagus. It could turn the esophagus, unfortunately, to Barrett's esophagus, which could be cancerous, not to mention the acid could cause ulcers, and it could interfere with us trying to diagnose you with cardiac issues. So we do recommend PPIs. The problem is chronic use of these have been linked to stomach cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, stroke, liver disease. So we don't want you on the medications long term. If you do have any heartburn type issues, like I said, still make sure you get that checked out so, you know, we can intervene as providers and make sure it's not the heart. All right, guys, keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As our nation has many knees from the financial and economic fallout of COVID-19, former President Trump's second impeachment will consume Washington this week. Senator John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, said at this point, there's not going to be a conviction. You can read the writing on the wall. End quote. South Carolina woman, Black Lives Matter supporter, and Food Network winner of Worst Cooks in America, Ariel Robinson, had many kids in her foster home. She had tweeted in the past she didn't need to worry about her white kids in the outside world because of white privilege. A recently adopted 3-year-old white girl in her charge was murdered on January 14th. Ariel Robinson and her husband, Jerry Robinson, have been charged with a violent homicide. Sarah Thomas broke barriers Sunday night when the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked off Super Bowl 55. Thomas became the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl in NFL history. Thomas was serving as the down judge in the game. USA Radio News. Let's take a look at the southern border.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that is expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. A Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI, taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and please no criticisms. I'm just not in the mood, all right? I am going to be positive today. Got a little bit of bad news. So there is an elderly gentleman that I believe received his COVID vaccine in New York at the Javits Center and went through his 15-minute observation fine. About 10 minutes later as he was leaving, he collapsed. We're being told that EMS was already on the scene. He was taken to the hospital and unfortunately has died. We don't have a lot of details yet. This is just kind of coming in now. And we don't have his age. I believe all we know is he was a man and he was an older man. So officials are looking at this right now. He was leaving the vaccination site and it was, we believe, at like the 25-minute mark. And I had discussed this when there was a study looking at when adverse events might happen with the COVID vaccine. The majority of them supposedly happened at the 15-minute mark, but I had discussed how I think you should play it safe into the 30 minutes because there was still a little bit of a spike within the 15 to 30 minutes. There are adverse events that could happen a day or two later, but in terms of anything severe with the anaphylaxis, or again, we aren't sure what happened with this, no, I would say older individuals should be watched a little longer. When we took my mom, we were very slow to leave after the 15 minutes. And usually I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. I got to go. I'm out of here. I got to go. But, you know, I took my time. I pretended to flirt with the security guards. And there were police officers around there. And so, you know, any man in uniform, I'm like, huh? And, you know, my mom told my mom to go potty, you know. And so we hung around. So by the time we left, I think we were at the 40-minute mark, and I did that, not because I want to, you know, once you tell somebody, I want to watch you for side effects, you know, you're staring, that's going to make them nervous. So instead, I'm like, you know, why don't you use the bathroom? I need to do a couple things. Let me talk to this person. And so I stretched that out a little bit, so I knew the 30-minute mark was fine. So what could this possibly be? You know, it's very frightening when we're trying to do a rollout of the vaccine. We've given out almost 35 million now. I believe we have about 8 million completely vaccinated. Maybe 35 million who have at least had one dose. I need to double-check the numbers. So when you hear one person might have died, you know, we don't want it to stop everything. And we don't want, you know, when you, like, play a record player, you know, to take the leg and or the arm. You don't want to do that, right? You know, we want to move forward. But we do need to identify who could be at risk. The last thing anybody wants to do is to have their mom or dad or their grandma or grandpa, right, you know, get all excited for something and then drop. And so what could it have been? So the first thing I think about whenever I hear somebody collapse is heart. The most common reason for anybody to collapse is heart attack. Now, it doesn't sound like anaphylaxis with what happened with this one person, because with anaphylaxis, we would have seen them having trouble breathing. Maybe we would have seen hives. We would have maybe seen swelling. So you would see the allergic reaction. This is as he was leaving, he just collapsed. So most common cause would be heart, stroke. They could figure that out. They can, you know, upon, unfortunately, autopsy he now needs. But the question that you've kind of posed to me, some of you, is can the vaccine induce a heart attack? Nothing in the studies have shown that it could do that. So then you start to wonder if, let's say that's what happened, you know, was somebody already at such high risk that then getting the stress, just the stress of going in to get a vaccine? Was there possibly a component that might be linked that they need to study? So, you know, every now and then somebody says, you know, Dr. Dahlia, don't cover, you know, the possible deaths and all that because you're going to scare people. And I go, no. Okay, I'm not going to keep quiet. All right, if there's something that is possibly going on and there's a trend, I can't tell you how many non-doctors, non-healthcare professionals pick up the trends before the experts do. I mean, how many times did you guys tell me, hey, you know what? I noticed that those who had COVID react a little bit more to the vaccine than those who didn't. All right? That was picked up, you know, by non-healthcare professionals. Same thing with marijuana controlling seizures. I mean, maybe the original study might have come from a doctor, but the reason why we have Epidiolex today is because there were a lot of families that said, look, I'm noticing something with my child. I think it helps. Can we please make something legit? Make it kosher. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, something like this, I mean, it's news. I'm not going to keep stuff from you just because it doesn't follow a narrative. But I also don't want to worry you. If I don't think he died because the shot made him die, I'm going to tell you that too. But right now, all I'm allowed to say is, I don't know. We just heard somebody died when they collapsed as they were leaving. And unfortunately, in my career, I've seen tons of people just collapse. People collapse. And so my suggestion to everybody is, if you are at risk for heart disease, don't blow that off. I've seen people code on a plane. I've seen people code in doctor's offices. I've seen people code at a grocery store. If your heart is that vulnerable, then anything can unfortunately trigger that heart attack. You know, somebody might have a heart attack during sex. And the partner's like, oh my gosh, it was me, you know. See, I'm never going to worry because I know. So it's like, oh, I was too good. No. You know, if somebody had a heart attack in bed with you, it wasn't you. That means that heart was already so vulnerable. So that's something we are going to have to be careful. If we do see, because we're vaccinating our older population, and we're seeing, like in Norway, there was, 33, I guess, possible cases, all ruled out, not vaccine-related. Where did they get that? I haven't seen the data they looked at, but if many of these people were cardiac compromised, they might, you know, not attribute that to a vaccine-related death. So for anybody that is at high risk for heart disease, you know, male over 40, female over 50, although the age has been changed, menopausal woman, having previous heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, a family history of heart disease, right? That would probably be the majority of us have some risk factor for heart disease. Make sure you get your heart checked, vaccine or not. Now, Super Bowl. So you're hearing people, right, already go, oh, Tampa and Florida, how could they? There were thousands of fans. Now Super Bowl is going to be a super spreader event. Well, there are some people betting on that and some people betting on it in a different way. So what happened at Tampa Bay in, oh my gosh, what's the name of the stadium? Sorry, I don't remember Tampa Bay Stadium. But they allowed the healthcare workers who were vaccinated to be in the stands. Very, very cool. And they honored them. They also allowed you to pay for a cutout. You know, see that picture of you? You know, sitting on the stand. And so they had supposedly vaccinated populations in the Super Bowl. So I'm not expecting the Super Bowl stadium per se to be a super spreader event. I wouldn't be surprised if all the partying in the streets and all the tailgates and people going crazy, you know, for the win could have spread it. But what the reason why some people are watching that closely is we have been in multiple states bunkering down. We've been doing the masks. We've caused businesses to go under. And we still have rising cases. If Florida, with their, mind you, they do have a more lackadaisical attitude towards it, a more liberal attitude towards, even though liberal and conservative, not politically. But if we see that after Super Bowl, they don't have any significant spikes, even in the unvaccinated population, that might start to open people's minds to, do we really need to be that locked down where COVID is going to be with us no matter what, whether we mask, whether we not mask, whether we, you know, cause restaurants to close or not. So it'll be very interesting to see the numbers. I'm hoping it wasn't a super spreader event, but it was. I don't think it would be so much the stadium as much as it would be the parties and the tailgates and things like that. But, you know, if their numbers don't spike to any more percentage than they were already spiking, might mean maybe we don't have to be on lockdown to the degree that we are. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when it came to guys, I liked any of them. They could be nice, they could be mean, they could make you feel like, you know, junk, or they could treat you nice, and, you know, I mean, they were good looking. I just liked guys. And I remember my mom was talking to me about how, you know, girls will many times kind of favor the bad boy. I don't know, who was a bad boy back then? I'm trying to think. I liked MacGyver because I thought MacGyver was smart and into science. You know what? I liked Bruce Willis, right? David Addison in Moonlighting. You know, he had a little bit of a bad streak. But for the most part, I didn't want a bad, bad, you know, somebody who was bad, bad. That, I wasn't into that. But there's been this sort of theme that nice guys finish last. Nice guys don't seem to get the partner, nice guys, and I've always disagreed with that. Well, apparently on a scientific level, right, the more ruthless a sperm is, better the chance it has at fertilizing the egg. And in fact, there's a study out that shows that sperm will poison their fellow brethren's sperm as they're going to the egg to prevent those sperm from swimming properly. Did you guys ever see that? Gosh, was it The Simpsons? Where, I forget, who was Homer Simpson's boss? And then Ned, it wasn't Ned Flanders. Simpson's boss had an executive. And I guess Simpson's boss wanted to look at the needed sperm. So you saw the executive sperm. They were all kind of, you know, swimming in unison. And they looked really crisp. And then Homer Simpson's sperm was all kind of swimming around and banging their heads and going, no. You know, so we've learned that in order for somebody to be more fertile, those sperm had to be tight. They had to be in formation. They had to have speed. They had to have good motility. They had to be in enough numbers. But this is the first I heard of specific sabotage being done on other sperm. So this is a study published in the journal PLOS Genetics. And I guess it has to do with the DNA sequence known as the T haplotype. And don't worry, we're not going to go into that because otherwise I have to, you know, fall asleep myself. I'm not really good with all the genetics. But apparently they found that the sperm with the T haplotype will disable sperm without it. So sperm that don't have the T haplotype can get poisoned by the original sperm, and then those, it could actually turn it off from what I'm understanding as well. And so it's kind of like there being this T haplotype is a series of genes that's found on chromosome 17, and they were looking at it in mice, and its single mission is to make these copies, but you could pass it to the different sperm, and they could pass it to their offspring. And what they looked like is that these haplotypes are kind of selfish, where the T haplotype can poison all sperm cells during the early phases of the sperm production, injecting every cell with certain genes that inhibit the ability to regulate their movement. So almost like the daddy is preventing the babies from being able to, right, reach the goal. And I always imagine fertilization from the Look Who's Talking movie, where you see all the sperm going down the vagina, and you hear them go, yee-haw, and then you see the egg, and the egg is like, oh, heck no. And then the sperm come in, and then that's a whole other process. But for a sperm to kind of, you know, disengage or prevent another sperm from being able to be as modal and swim as directly as it needs to, it is a survival of the fittest. Now, in this day and age, we're nice. We're trying to get rid of the whole macho physique and macho stereotype of guys. We're asking guys to not mansplain. That was in one of the Super Bowl commercials. Hey, I love mansplaining because I'm like, really? Really? Because, I mean, we women splain, except we kind of, you know, do it in a condescending mommy tone. So I don't mind the whole mansplaining because I do the mommy version to guys all the time. But we're trying to say, you know what, be nice. Okay? You know, ladies first, open the door. Now, mind you, the Titanic, it was very, very nice that women got to go on the boat first. Trust me, this is why I'm so glad I'm a woman. Because if, God forbid, I'm on a boat, you know, I get to do this whole ladies first. Playing the ladies first card, right, helps you live. But in normal nature, no, whoever is stronger is going to get on that boat. Whoever's stronger is going to survive. And then that person is going to give off their progeny. And so the reason why I bring this up is, you know, I love that we're trying to be, you know, nice and cordial and, you know, teach people manners and pull out the chair and all that. But there is a whole quantum or there's a whole dimension, and we're seeing nature, right, still be nature. There's still the wild. There's still survival of the fittest. Now, maybe we, with societal changes, might survive the fittest. We might be able to get the partner who'll you know, help us fertilize, you know, if we do it right. I mean, for me in society, I couldn't walk around like a cave woman. I had to shave. I had to get dressed. I had to put some makeup on. I had to give myself two eyebrows instead of one. All right, so I did have to make some changes so I could find a partner and then have a baby. But just remember that this nice guy finish last might not be as strategically and evolutionarily advantageous. Now, I'm not saying cut people off on the street. I'm not saying try to disable their sperm. But as we keep moving towards a weenification, you know, of America and kids and things like that, and say, you know what, we're not going to compete. You know, we're not going to say, go fight, go. You know, we're going to just kind of hold hands through this exercise. We might be really doing us a disservice. Because if there is some sort of, I don't know, crack in the earth, or, you know, and somebody needs to run and find food and feed their family, you know, for somebody going, oh, you first, oh, you first, oh, you first, right? That, you know? Oh, you don't have a gun here. Take mine. You know, we've been taught that we need to be unselfish. We've been taught that God will protect us. And if you're a good person, God will help you. And God has helped me in so many ways. And so we've translated that into a lot of our society, which to me does help our survival, right? If you have plenty of food, give food to somebody who doesn't. I mean, that does help your survival as well. But I think a lot of us have been taking it to the next level where we aren't teaching our kids self-defense. We aren't teaching our kids how to fight. We aren't teaching our kids how to hunt. We're not teaching our kids how to garden and how to grow fruits and vegetables. We aren't teaching our kids how to fish. If any of you have a kid or grandkid that can get trapped in a forest and not know what to do, you have not done your job as a parent and for the species, right? I mean, we've taught our kids how to fish, how to, you know, make a fire, how to find shelter. These are things we need to do. And I know people are like, oh, well, you know, those are just what the preppers do. I mean, the one thing that I think we've seen, especially with the snowstorms and with the hurricanes and with, you know, everything we've seen, is nature will always win. I think all of us at one point or another are going to have our survival instincts. And we have spent no time teaching the majority of our kids survival instincts. Have we been teaching them multiple languages? Now there's Google Translate. So if somebody needs to be able to speak Spanish or Chinese or Mandarin, what if there's a power outage? Right? I mean, other kids in other countries know how to speak multiple languages. We're relying on tech so much. We're trying to be so, you know, I don't know what the word for it is, but we're trying to be so refined that I think we're going to lose out on a lot of our evolutionary advantages. So think about that. Make sure your kid knows how to survive if they ever get lost. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.